But again, we're thankful for everyone being here this morning. Just as a reminder, of course, keep Zeke and Cheryl in your prayers with John's sickness. There's a lot of that still going around. We need to keep... My grandson prays for all those who are sick with COVID in every prayer. Whether it's before a meal or not, he's still going to pray for those who are sick with COVID. So it's still an important thing for us to pray for, and let's continue to keep that in our prayers. This morning, we're going to take, I call it a children's story. There's even a song about it that the kids singing back there in the classrooms, the little ones. It's the story of Zacchaeus. And, you know, one thing I want to point out is the Bible never says Zacchaeus is a wee little man. Okay. So just make that perfectly clear. He was short in stature. Okay. But you know, that's not really what the song's about that, but that's not really what the story of Zacchaeus is about. Not even any way, shape, or form. Beginning in Luke, we're going to start in chapter 18. If you'll turn in your, as I call it, I don't know if y'all been watching some videos, still watching videos. We did that for a long time, you know, on other people's sermons. Went across a term, open up your heavenly library to the book of Luke, okay? Your heavenly library. That's what you call your Bible, some people do, okay? Let's begin there in Luke chapter 18, starting in verse 35. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told the blind man, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be quiet. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. So we've got this crowd following Jesus as he's going to Jericho, there in chapter 18. He performs a miracle. The man he performs a miracle for is so grateful and begins to follow him. The crowd even gives him praise, or gives Jesus praise for this miracle and helping this blind man. At first, they weren't about to help the blind man, were they? No, they didn't want to help him. They told him to be quiet. He was getting in their way. But blind man persisted. And Jesus recognized, called him out, and healed him. And you know, that little short excerpt right there takes us to this story of Zacchaeus. We're going to see some very, very, very similar circumstances in that story and the story of Zacchaeus. But the important thing is what are we going to learn from this story? Let's pick up our reading again. This time in chapter 19, we're going to read the first 10 verses. This is the story of Zacchaeus. Talking about Jesus. He entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. But on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled He has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone for anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. See the similarities? Jesus wasn't seeking the blind man to heal him, was he? But the blind man was seeking Jesus, wasn't he? And when Jesus got him to him, he brought him the things that he needed. He brought him salvation through that miracle. The same way he does for Zacchaeus here in this story. But there's a lot of other things we need to look at so that is at the end of the story. And it's not. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. What was Zacchaeus' occupation? He was the chief tax collector and he was rich. Now, how many of you have a sign in your yard saying, I love the IRS? How many of you do that? Anybody have one of those? Nobody loves the IRS. They're the tax collectors. You don't love the tax collectors, do you? These Jewish people were no different. They didn't like tax collectors. Tax collectors were generally Jews chosen by the Roman government to collect taxes. Could be a land tax, could be a poll tax, could be the temple tax. Whatever it was, that was their job. That was what the occupation they had chosen to do. Undoubtedly, it was profitable because Zacchaeus was rich. But a lot of these tax collectors were guilty of greed. There in the book of Luke, turn to chapter 3. We're going to look at a couple of things here to get us the right background, so we understand exactly what Jesus was dealing with in Zacchaeus. Luke chapter 3, in verse 12. This is talking about John. Here, talking about John the Baptist and his baptism. Tax collectors, verse 12, tax collectors also came to be baptized, and said to him, Teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, Collect no more than you are authorized to do. In other words, the reputation was, and the general consensus was, tax collectors were getting more, and they were profiting by it. Also, remember, in Luke chapter 5, one of Jesus' apostles was Matthew, who was also a tax collector. In verses 29 through 32, or starting in verse 27, after this he went out, and this is Jesus, when he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, Follow me. And leaving everything, he rose and followed him. And Levi made a great feast in his house, and there was a large company of tax collectors and others reclining at table with him. And the Pharisees and their scribes grumbled at his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And Jesus answered them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Tax collectors were considered to be sinners. Even Jesus, in this point, said, so what if they're sinners? That's my job. I am seeking sinners. I am seeking the lost. I am seeking the hopeless so that I can give them hope. I am seeking the lost so that I can rescue them and save them. That's what Jesus was saying. And let's look at this story and see how it affects Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, what did he have to do with Jesus? Undoubtedly he knew about him. I'm not sure if he was in that crowd that was following along as they were coming into Jericho and passing through. Doesn't really tell us all those details. But he was there in that crowd when it came to this point. And he was trying to see Jesus. But remember, people didn't like him. They didn't think he was very much, he was a tax collector. He was short. He was insignificant in their minds. He was not important in their minds. So here's that. Jesus is coming down the road. Here's Zacchaeus. He's going over here. Can I see him from over here? Can I get to him? But all these people are in the way. So he goes over here and he says, Can I see him over here? These people are still in the way. Zacchaeus gets a little desperate. He ran ahead from where Jesus was going. And he climbed a tree. I'm not going to climb a tree, okay? I'm not going to try, okay? I'm out of that stage, okay? But Zacchaeus was doing everything he could to see Jesus. Everything he could to see Jesus. Jesus saw him in that grave. He saw him up in that tree. Why was Jesus looking up in the tree to begin with? He's got all these crowds lying in the road. Sports parades, we have those all the time, and people, thousands of people will flock to those. Or a politician's parade coming through town or wherever. People will flock to the sides of the road. I saw his car. But the point is, too, there were crowds here. Were they there just to see Jesus because of the miracles he performed? Or what else? What were they there for? We're not really told. But Jesus was seeking those who were seeking after him. Jesus was seeking the lost. He probably just figured those guys were just like over here in chapter 18. He performed a miracle and they praised God. But what do they do when he does something for Zacchaeus? What's their reaction to that? The crowd, they grumbled, they complained. The man we have come to see is going to a sinner's house. Why? Zacchaeus heard this. He knew he was short. He knew he was a tax collector. He knew people did not like him. He knew the crowd didn't like him. But what was the most important thing to Zacchaeus? Not what the crowd felt about him, not what people thought about him, but what Jesus thought about him. What Jesus thought about him. So what does he do when Jesus comes? Jesus says, come down, hurry, come down. I must stay at your house today. So Zacchaeus says, well, you can't come to my house today. It's not clean. I got no food prepared for you. It's not ready for you. Did Zacchaeus say that? Emphasize the word. He hurried. He hurried. He hurried. And Jesus said, he hurried down and came down and was so glad to see Jesus. He received him joyfully because he was coming to Zacchaeus, coming to my house. How exciting that could be for Zacchaeus. Me, a short, rich tax collector. Jesus is coming to my house. And he was glad. He was thankful. But he was also acknowledging sin. He confessed. Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. Confession and repentance told you what was on Zacchaeus' mind and in his heart. This is what Jesus wants me to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I need to do. This is what's going to make me a better person. This is what's going to give me hope. This is what's going to rescue me. Because Jesus was going to help him, was seeking him. And what was Jesus' reply when that confession and that repentance was given? Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. And Jesus says, my purpose is being fulfilled. I have come to seek and to save the lost. Jesus became a follower of Jesus. Is that the end of the story? Now, you know that's not going to... I'm not going to stop there. Hopefully I won't talk too long, but I'm not going to stop there. You know, today people, like I say, will do anything to see a sports figure or a president or a politician or the governor or whatever. They'll line up on the side of the road. But this crowd was similar to that in the fact that, you know, they were looking at, you know, what was coming on, coming to them. You know, the story here tells us that there's a physical problem sometimes. We have a physical problem sometimes. And it keeps us from coming to church or keeps us from worshiping God or keeps us from helping another Christian or something like that. But you know, Zacchaeus overcome his shortness. He made arrangements to get up in the tree. He made arrangements to see Jesus. The crowd was in the way. You know, that's an obstacle for us, isn't it? Sometimes the crowd is the world. And the world gets in our way of serving Jesus or seeking after him. Sometimes it's church members that we let get in our way, so to speak. Well, you know, they're not doing what they're supposed to do. You know, Zacchaeus didn't let the crowd get in his way, did he? He overcame that obstacle. He ran away from them and got up in the tree. Zacchaeus didn't let his job get in the way, did he? He was rich. He was a tax collector, despised by men, besides the Jews. But he knew there was more to his riches. There was more to it than that. He knew Jesus could bring him salvation. He realized that. He had heard. He had heard. That's why he was there. He was seeking Jesus. He was seeking Jesus. You know, the Bible has several references to people seeking Jesus. In the Old Testament, in Proverbs chapter 18, he says, Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 17, he says, I love those who love me and those who diligently seek me. In Isaiah 55 and 6, seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And then Jesus, a couple of times in his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And again in chapter 7, He gives us the same message. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. So what can we learn from this? This, you know, we got to make some application. That's the most important part of any of our studies, so to speak. What can we learn from this? Do we want to be Zacchaeus? Yeah, we want to be rich. We want to be rich. That's not the point. We want to be like Zacchaeus. But we want to be like Zacchaeus in seeking Jesus. We want to be like Zacchaeus and overcome the obstacles that the physical things put in our way and the world and the church, sometimes church members put in our way. We have to overcome those. We want to be like Zacchaeus in that sense. Do we want to be like Jesus? We can't be Jesus. We can be Zacchaeus. We can't be Jesus, but we can be like Jesus. We can seek those who are seeking Jesus. Jesus, just a couple of things we're going to point out. Jesus sees the seeker. He sees Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is up in the tree. He sees him. Jesus called him by name. I know, you know, that's what Jesus does. He knows people, you know, he knows people. He knew who Zacchaeus was. Not only did he call him by name and says, I'm going to your house. And the result of him making that statement was the confession that Zacchaeus gave. And then he stays with him. He didn't just go to his house and leave. He stays with him in the fact that Zacchaeus continued to seek Jesus and continued to obey him and follow him. Are you the crowd? Do you want to be the crowd? Yeah, I want to be there on the road to see Jesus. I want to be there. Yeah, I want to be there. But are you the crowd that in chapter 18 was praising God for the miracle that was done for the blind man? But then here in chapter 19, griping and complaining because Jesus went home with a sinner? Not realizing that the miracle Jesus performed on the blind man was the same thing he did for Zacchaeus. He changed him. He brought him life. He brought him hope. He rescued him from sin and darkness and brought him into the light. That's what Jesus can do for those who seek him. But are we part of that crowd that won't help Zacchaeus? We'll block him. Keep him away from Jesus. Are we hindering people from coming to Jesus and seeking him? Are we hindering people from receiving the benefits that Jesus offers for us for salvation? Are we doing that by letting the sin in our lives keep us from helping others? Putting more priority on ourselves than helping a brother or a sister who has need? Are we looking to people who are sinners and trying to help them find Jesus and seek Jesus? Then one of the important things, Jesus, Zacchaeus was a sinner. There's no doubt. But Jesus wants to have a relationship with sinners. His, basically, he said, my primary purpose, to seek and to save the lost. That's what he's here for. That's what he came to this earth for. To save the lost. Zacchaeus was lost. He went from hopeless to having hope. Lastly, probably need to think about this one. This character, pretty good character, strong character, played an essential part in this story. That sycamore tree lifted Zacchaeus up so that because he was seeking Jesus, it lifted him up. Are we, or can we be, the sycamore tree to lift people up to see Jesus, to take them away from the obstacles of the crowd, to take them away from all the hindrances that come in their way, from their physical handicaps, from the world who so often hinders us from serving God the way we should? We need to be the sycamore tree. We need to be the sycamore tree. Are you seeking Jesus today? Are you willing to do what Zacchaeus did to see Jesus? Are you overcome those physical things that hinder you. You overcome the issues that, you know, is, we had a conversation this week that I call it that the devil has put in our way. For the last 2 years, the devil's been working hard on Christians, saying, it's okay, stay home. You don't have to go to church. You can listen to something on TV or on YouTube or on your phone or whatever. You know, you're fine. You're fine. That's the devil talking. Are you willing to set aside those things? Are you willing to overcome those things? Are you willing to overcome the fact that maybe people don't like you? We as Christians should like each other. Okay, that's another story. Your people maybe don't like you or don't like the job you have. You're a tax collector. People don't like you because you're rich. People don't like you because you're short. Whatever. People don't like you because of the sin in your life. But you know what? You're the only remedy for that, you and Jesus. If you've got sin in your life, you need to get that out of there to keep from hindering people from seeing Jesus through you. Zacchaeus was a sinner. Jesus was the Savior. Jesus wanted to have a relationship with him. Final passage, and then we'll come back to our story here in Luke. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 12. The writer's just finished talking about the heroes of faith in chapter 11. There in verse 1 it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was laid up before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Looking unto Jesus. You know, back there in chapter 19, Jesus said, hurry and come down. So Zacchaeus hurried. What are you waiting for? Jesus is saying, hurry, salvation is going to come to your house today. Hurry, so you can begin that relationship with Jesus. So you can begin that relationship with your fellow Christians. You need to repent of your sins. You need to confess your faith in Jesus. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. Are you going to be Zacchaeus and obey Jesus and follow after him? Hurry, as together we stand and sing.